Hey guys, it's me, DJ Royal, and you're listening to College Survival Guide on Penguin Radio, how to survive the best 4 years of your life. So it is a lovely Wednesday evening here in the station, as well as in Marin County. Happy hump day, everyone. Today is hump day. Yes, you guessed it. Happy hump day. So it's that point in the week where we're at the halfway mark. If you're a college student like me, Wednesdays are great. You're almost there. You've made it to the finish line through the week. So I would like to start out by talking about, on my show, recap of the past couple, last week's show, and the past couple shows. So I've talked about various topics. I've kind of been all over the place, but trying to zero in on some important things. I've talked about everything from your friendships in college to the professors you're going to meet, the people you're going to meet in your classes, the class schedule, the start of your freshman year, orientation week, all types of good stuff. But one thing I want to talk about that's been on my mind the past couple days is your health in college. That's a really big thing. Now, it's definitely, you know, that season, it's flu season currently, and everyone's just getting sick. It's just going around. It's just definitely bugs are going around, all types of things. It's just spreading like the plague, and I have been a victim multiple times. As you can probably hear in my voice, I am currently sick right now, and I'm powering through because I love Penguin Radio so much. Nothing will stop me from being on this radio. but yeah, it's definitely been a struggle. I continuously get sick. I pretty much get sick at this point every week, every other week. I'll be healthy for a couple days. But you know what the thing is? My mom told me this, and she's like the smartest woman I know. I'm not getting enough sleep, and that's definitely something that college students lack. And, you know, some of us do it for the fun of it. We're like, hey, like, I'm going to pull an all-nighter just, like, for kicks and giggles. But that's not a good idea. And waiting to the last minute, cramming, the list goes on of reasons why college students don't get enough sleep. But it's definitely, I think, something that's been affecting me lately. But health is a big thing while in college. So you want to make sure that, you know, when you are moving into communal living, when you go to college, you're most likely going to be living in the dorms, right? So when you live in the dorms, it's just a bunch of kids stuffed in these rooms, and as fun and crazy and wild as it is, you're bound to get sick, and stuff's going to go around, and that's exactly what's happening now. But also, if you're just in contact with a lot of different people, it's like you've gone to school your whole life, and yeah, you get sick here and there, but you've never been in a situation where you're living with all these kids, with all this stuff, and like just germs going around, and it's definitely, it's a little bit of a shock. It was for me. And even in my third year, I still can't seem to get it down. But it's definitely something that you need to stay on top of. Health is a really big thing. A couple weeks ago, I brought on Captain Quality, and we were talking about, you know, your physical health with as far as like going to the gym and stuff like that and working out and staying healthy and fit in that sense. And that's a really big thing, too. That also affects your health, as in like you getting sick and feeling ill. But another big thing is stay hydrated. So I have found myself, like, I'm just rush, going through life, like, in this, like, rat race of, like, I have class, I have work, like, I have my internship, I have all this stuff going on, and I don't even, like, have time to drink some water or, like, breathe. So, or just take a moment to, like, to relax for myself. And I think that's a really big thing. You gotta make time to do basic stuff. I think oftentimes in real life, especially in college, when you're just getting started and you're just getting adjusted and you're getting into the thick of everything, you have assignments, you're up to your ears in assignments, and you just have all this stuff going on. You forget to meet your most basic needs. So you gotta stay hydrated. You gotta get enough sleep. That means, you know, research shows, they were just talking about it in my class the other day. My professor was talking, and this reminded me that you need at least like 6 to 8 hours of sleep per night, preferably like more like 7 to 9, honestly. You need lots and lots of sleep. And whoever said that it's lazy to take naps in the middle of the day is dead wrong, because yeah, like maybe you could be using that time to do something else. But if you're not rested, you're not going to be able to do anything productive anyway. So definitely, if you can't get enough sleep in the middle of the night, because maybe, yeah, you did have to cram for a paper that was due at midnight, or you're still up until 4 in the morning, maybe. One time that happened to me, actually, freshman year, there was this huge assignment that I don't know why. I don't know if I forgot or just, I don't know what happened. I can't even tell you guys. But long story short, I was in my room, and I remember, like, I was, like, furiously typing. I was, like, tick, 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 like, on the keyboard, my paper, and I, like, it was so, like, well, as I was doing it, I was, like, I cannot believe I'm doing this right now. I cannot believe I allowed myself, I can't believe I screwed myself over and, like, allowed myself to get to this point where it's 5 in the morning, the sun's rising, and I'm still writing my paper. Let's do it at 9:25. It was ridiculous. But that said, you know, stuff happens in life, and sometimes you just gotta, like, do what you need to do to survive. Me and my friends and I back in high school, in our AP class, I made this joke about, like, I tied it in with The Walking Dead, about how do what you need to do to survive, because Rick always said, like, he always just made comments like that about, like, surviving the zombie apocalypse. And sometimes college is like the zombie apocalypse. Like, you do what you need to do to survive. Like, I stand by that quote, like, that I just, like, started saying in AP class. Because, like, hey, you do what you need to do. Like, get it done. But also, don't allow yourself to, like, slip. And, like, I'm obviously struggling with that this semester. So I have to allow self-care. In my sophomore year, I took a class here with a very... like, near and dear professor to my heart. Her name is Sharami Leo, and she told us, it was a great class, it was advanced writing, but she was talking to us about self-care, and she mentioned that, and every day before class, for about 10 minutes, she took us through this, like, meditation thing, and we just sat, the lights were out, the room was cool, the windows were open, it was in Guzman, we had, like, a nice view of the outside. And for those of you that don't know, Guzman Hall is at Dominican University of California. It's one of our most beautiful buildings on campus, has ivy running up on the sides. And then it's just beautiful on the outside and on the inside, looking out at all the scenery. But so it's a very nice place to have a class. It's a nice setting. It's just very relaxing and easy to work in. It's a nice work environment. But anyway, so we were in that class, and I remember every day we would do meditation, and she would talk to us about self-care and how the most important thing at the end of the day is your health, and mentally and physically, and just taking care of yourself and giving yourself. And she'd always, some of our assignments would simply just be like, guys, this weekend I want you to talk to me about, like, or I want you to write, like, a reflection about, like, a brief one paragraph reflection about a walk that you took and what you saw. And when I did that, it was honestly so amazing. Like, I actually sat down, and that was a time in my life last year that I actually started to, like, look up and just, like, totally take in the world around me. And she really impacted my life, because since then, like, I try to do that so much. Like, every time I find myself feeling overwhelmed by school and, like, college is too much and, like, I can't handle it, and then I've bitten off more than I can chew, and then I have too much on my plate and it's gonna all tumble down in my face, I just think about her self-care advice, and how she would just tell us, hey, you guys, you know, I want you to finish this annotated bibliography, and I want you to finish this essay and this paper and this research assignment, but I also want you guys to take care of yourselves. And if you feel like you're, like, letting things slip or letting life get the best of you or anything like that, you need to self-care, take care of yourself, remind yourself, like, why you're really here and, like, what you're on the earth to accomplish. And also not to take anything, like, too seriously. Like, not in the sense, like, you don't take anything seriously, just in the sense, like, don't freak yourself out so much that, like, it's not the end of the world. Like, you're here to learn and grow. And if you are able to, and a lot of my professors tell me that, they're like, hey, I'm not asking you to just, like, slave away and do this and that. I'm asking you to take what I'm giving you, whether it's an assignment or project or whatever, and learn something from it. And as long as the result is you learning and you like growing and becoming better at a skill or better as a person or whatever it may be, then that's all I want. And that's what my job is. It's just to see that small result and change that you're learning. So I think definitely keeping that mindset while you're in college is a very important thing. And again, back to your health. So self-care, taking care of yourself physically, mentally, you know, do what you need to do. If you're religious, pray, meditate, do what you need to do. And another thing was also last year I took a class. It was one of, it's all, God, I gotta say, it's probably my, like, ultimately favorite class. Well, yeah, it's my favorite general ed class that I've taken at Dominican so far. I talk about it to my parents all the time. Like, I probably annoy them. I always bring it up. I love this class. This class affected me so much, and it really impacted my life. It was, if you're listening, Gay Lynch, she's this cute little old woman, and she was my professor, and she reminds me of my grandma, honestly, but she honestly is one of the best professors I've ever had. I loved her class. Her class is Myth, Symbol, and Ritual, and if any of you Dominican students are listening, if you have a chance to take that class, because you need 6 units of religion, people, so if you haven't taken that class, take that class. It'll count for another 3 units of religion, but I loved that class. I learned so much, and it was just the way, the readings and like how she spoke about things really, really touched me. And it was just a really, I just uplifted. Like, I was so excited to go to that class because I learned so much. And I just loved to hear what she had to say. And I loved to hear how she interpreted things. And the different material that she brought to class was just really, really inspiring. And I still find myself going back to some of our readings and reading through it. And I have one of our books and I highlight it and I write in it and I write notes and I am all over it because I love what it has to say. And one in particular, one book that we read was by this lady or this girl called Eddie Hilsum. It was Eddie Hilsum. And she's an author, a famous author, and she was a Jew. And basically, she wrote all this stuff about, what was it called? Yes, An Interrupted Life is the book. And it's Letters from Westerbork. Everyone that is listening right now needs to go out and get that book. Again, it's called An Interrupted Life by Eddie Hilsum. This book, I still go back to it. I'll read it like 10 times over because it was so, I never read anything like that. And that's another thing in college. You never know what can change your life in an instant. Like, you're growing up and you're finding yourself independently. And there can be a person or a thing or like a book in this case or whatever, a class, a professor, anything that can just like change your perspective instantly. And it's all reflecting who you are, and it's all collectively, all these different things are meshing together and combining into the person that you're going to be and the person that you are. And you're always growing and changing. And I love reading quotes. On this show, I'll always just bring them up because quotes are a really big deal in my life. And I just really, as like cliche and cheesy as it sounds, like I just love quotes and like little sayings and stuff. Like, they're just really impactful. And I think they really just make an impact on people's lives, and they especially do in mine. Like, they're so relevant, and it's like every time I read a quote, I'm like, that's what I'm either thinking, and it's just put into words, or that's what I've been trying to say or make sense of, and here it is in words, in writing. And I could have never said it in this way, and I couldn't have said it better. So that's why I love quotes, is because it's a good way to express how I feel and how, you know, how to interpret my thoughts. If I see someone else's written version, I'm like, wow, like that's exactly what I was trying to say. Still my idea. Just kidding. But I encourage everyone to read this book. Basically, what it did for me was, so this woman is basically talking about her, it's like diaries of, and she's in the midst of like World War II and like, you know, obviously the Holocaust and like that really dark time in our history, our world history. And the book isn't even about the Holocaust. It's like, and it's not about World War II. She's in the midst of all of this, in the thick of it, and she, as a Jewish woman, and she rarely, like, she'll bring up the Holocaust every so often. And I just thought it was so beautiful. When I first got the book, I was expecting, you know, just all these stories of her experience in the Holocaust, kind of like Anne Frank, and it's really sad, and I was like, oh, this is going to be really sad, I'm expecting this and that, but it wasn't like that at all. The entire book, I wish I had brought it on the show, but the entire book is basically just all these quotes and like relevant things about life, and it's just her, like, it's like stream of consciousness, like just her writing, and it's like beautiful edited word vomit, but it's just, she just has all this information, and she talks about all this different stuff and about how people feel and about how people think. And it's like so crazy. I literally, that book is highlighted and circled and written on. There's so much stuff I'm like, yes, like I love that, or I agree with this, or this is what I think too, and this is what I feel about this situation as well. So that's just, again, that's something that you're going to learn happens. All right, on that lovely note, guys, thank you so much for listening to Penguin Radio here on radio.dominican.edu. This is College Survival with DJ Royal, how to survive the best 4 years of your life. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back in a couple minutes. Thanks so much for listening.
Coat, my friend, you're from the other side. There's just one thing I got to know. Can you tell me, please? One. Yes, I've been eating them for 6 or 7 weeks now, haven't got sick once.
Back. I'm DJ Royal, and this is Penguin Radio. You're listening to College Survival Guide, again on radio.dominican.edu, Pang Radio. I just popped in a cough drop, so that way I can talk. As what I was talking about in the last previous segment was keeping on top of your health when you're in college. That's definitely a really important thing. And you got to make sure that you're healthy mentally and physically. You know, stay hydrated. It's flu season. Flu season is upon us, people. It's a real thing. Can't avoid it. just gotta, you know, get that hand sanitizer out, make sure that you're prepared, open doors with your sweatshirt sleeve. I don't care what you need to do. But I think I'm going to start carrying around a plastic bag, actually, to hold doors open. It's like a glove. Because I'm tired of getting sick. I just can't do it. I also talked about classes and self-care and what you need to do. How don't take life too seriously. You got to be healthy and take care of yourself. Most important thing. And I also talked about Eddie Hilsum. Go out and get that book, everyone, An Interrupted Life by Eddie Hilsum. And on the note of, you know, staying healthy and all of that, another thing that also came to mind, because I was thinking about how my weekend, this past weekend that I had, flew by so fast. Like, I was like, wait, it was just Friday. Or technically, our weekends are like Thursday, but it was just the weekend, and now it was Monday. I mean, obviously now it's Wednesday. We're half over. But I was super surprised by how fast the weekend went. Now I have a list because of this cough drop. But anywho, so I also came upon this article on Facebook. Yes, I still use Facebook. You know, quick tangent, quick rabbit hole for a minute. Facebook in college. So, I just thought of this just now. But so many people talk about how, like, Facebook, and even myself, I used to say, like, who uses Facebook? Like, the old people, like, your parents, your grandparents, whatever. It's for all the 80s people to, like, reconnect. But, and, like, us kids still have it, but, like, we don't really use it. I use Facebook all the time. And my friends use Facebook all the time. Like, college students use Facebook. It's still alive. It's still relevant. Yeah, we're not on it, like, every instance, but we are still on it, and we still use it. And one thing I like for is just that articles. Like, there's this one site. It's called, like, Odyssey, and you can write, like, people can submit their own articles and stuff. But I love reading, like, the Odyssey articles. Not only do a lot of my friends write beautiful articles, and I love reading those and, like, sharing them and supporting them. But a lot of just, there are just so many relevant articles about life and just things that, again, it's like you read it and you're like, wow, I was just thinking about that. Or what a way to put my thoughts into words. So that's why I really like using Facebook. Another thing. So on that note of reading the articles. So I read this article about why your weekend goes by so fast and why, like, you open your eye, like, you blink and you open your eyes, whoop, it's Monday, like, whoa, like, what just happened? So if it ever feels like your weekend is over in a freaking flash, I hear you guys. It happens to me. Literally this past weekend went by so fast. I was just like, I don't know if just everything happened so fast, but it just went by really fast. And what sucks about that is, like, it's your only couple of days off. I mean, granted, I have to work, and a lot of people have to work. Or, you know, I also had a Saturday class, which took a chunk of my time and work. But the weekend, regardless, just flew by. Like, the time I did have really just flew by. Almost choked on my cough drop there. But so I was reading tips to make your weekends last longer. And one of the first thing I read was talking about how you need to stop sticking. If you're sticking to the same routine and you're doing the same stuff every weekend, and especially if you're not doing much, like if you're not really doing anything and it's all the time, it's just going to feel like blah, like boring, blah, like same stuff over and over, like super repetitive. And that's no fun. And then, of course, it's just going to feel like any old day, and it's just going to fly by. And another thing that I read about wasting your weekend is wasting time. So sometimes, you know, we all find ourselves doing this throughout the week on weekdays, you know, maybe in class or whatever, like just trying to get through time, like, okay, da-da-da-da, like I'm done, I'm ready for this hour or minute or whatever to be done. So, but when you do that on the weekends, like, let's say if you're waiting for someone or, like, you're bored or you don't really have much to do, and basically your only thing to do is just to kill time randomly, your weekend's going to fly by. Because those that precious time that you could have been using to do something fun, you were just kind of going through the motions, like, okay, like, do I really want to be here? I don't want to do this. Like, I'm just going to waste this time. So that's another thing to make your weekend seem super short. But ways to make your weekend last longer. So one, plan ahead. So if you make plans, you know, you're going to be so hyped up about those plans. And the whole week you're going to be excited. Like, on Saturday I'm going to a concert. I'm super excited. Me and my friends are going to dress up. You know, we're ready to go out. We're ready to go to this concert. I've been looking forward to seeing this artist for, you know, this amount of time, all that. If you plan ahead, your weekends, it's variation. It's like a simple it's as simple as just variation. You are you're just super excited about whatever you're doing. And a lot of people waste time. In fact, the article mentioned this, by just saying, like, oh, like, I'm going to do this weekend, or I'm going to do that, but they never actually make the plan to do it. And then that also cuts your weekend, because you wake up and suddenly you're like, I never got to do the thing I really wanted to do. And I didn't make time for it. And I just kind of let the time pass. And I didn't, you know, I wasn't able to do that. And so definitely plan ahead. And keep a list. Like, me and my friends do this, especially myself. Like, I write I have a list of things I want to do, like, you know, in my junior year of college. Like, the places I want to go, like, the things I want to see, like, the experiences that I want to live, like, with my friends and with people I care about. And I'm like, hey, guys, like, we need to do this and that. Like, I want to hike to the top of Mount Tam, like, and take cool photos. I want to walk across the Golden Gate. You know, I want to go to Haight-Ashbury Street in San Francisco. Like, I just have a list of, like, a bunch of stuff. Like, go get, like, the half off for students at the 101 Sports and go paddleboarding on Fridays. Like, I want to do all that stuff. And we all have lists of things. And if you have a list, and it's kind of just like a running bucket list in a way of things you want to do in college to get done, your weekends, and you actually do those things, you know, granted, you have, like, the budget and, like, the time, like, realistically, but if just small things, like, hey, we're all on a budget, like, a lot of the stuff I mentioned, like, is either free or doesn't cost a lot, so, like, you know, you just gotta make it work. There's so much fun stuff to do. You'll find that there's gonna be a lot of cheap and fun stuff to do, or stuff that requires no money, free stuff, around your college town, or on your campus, that will be able to, you'll be able to fill your time and have a good time doing all that stuff. So that way, when the weekend does approach you, you know, you guys will at least have, like, some solid plans or, like, loose plans, whatever. But you'll kind of start your weekend, like, feeling pumped and excited. Because a lot of people, some people go into the weekend like, oh, I have nothing to do. And they're just kind of like, eh, about it. But if you plan ahead and get excited for the weekend, other than just sitting around doing nothing and sleeping in, which of course is good here and there, time to time, to sleep in, you know, that's good. But mostly make plans, enjoy yourself, have a good time, enjoy the free time you do get. So another thing to make your weekend seem longer is do something, again, a little less like ordinary. So don't just, it's the weekend's like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, for most people, or Saturday, Sunday. It's the best time to break from your routine. Monday through Friday, most likely, or Monday through Thursday, like in my case, you already know what to expect. You know, you have to go to class, you have to go to work, you do what you need to do, you have a set schedule. It doesn't really, like, there isn't much variation, or maybe you have, like, a sports team practice, whatever. Whatever you have to do, you pretty much know it's, like, consistently throughout the week, it's going to be the same stuff over and over. It's just a repetitive routine, which is why, you know, the weeks get so boring, because it's the same stuff over and over. But the weekend, it's your perfect time to break from that. Just say, like, you know what? And there's a saying, the less routine, the more the life. So the less routine you have, the more you just, like, explore your life and yourself and what you love to do and your boundaries and all that stuff. And you just are able to fully enjoy life. So that's a really good thing. So definitely break from your routine and do something different. Maybe start your day by doing something different. Like, you know, like, make yourself, you know, tea, or just do something out of, make yourself tea, that's so different, but anywho, do something just different, and, like, out of the ordinary, and, like, you know what, I'm gonna, like, break up my routine this way, and shake things up, and make things interesting and different, so definitely do that. Again, how to make your weekend seem longer, make time and effort to be with your loved ones. So, sometimes, you know, in the thick of, like, school and work and all that, we forget to, not so much in college, but it can happen where, like, you kind of can get, like, a hermit at some points, and especially during midterms or finals or just, like, weird bunks in the semester where you're just, like, I have way too much going on, like, I can't really see my friends. Like, that's definitely happened to me before where I'm so just, like, in the zone and, like, in too involved in, like, everything I'm doing and, again, like, up to my ears in work that I just, like, don't even, like, get a chance to hang out with my friends. But on the weekends, make the effort to do that. You know, like, again, breaking up your routine, make the effort to stay in, like, make a plan, like, make a date with your friends, like, do something fun, spontaneous, adventurous, all that stuff, and spend time with them. Or maybe when you're in college and you're, like, far from home, or you don't, again, you're not going to see your parents every day, like, if you haven't been home in a while, you know, maybe if there's not much going on, go plan a trip home. Like, some of my friends do that. They're like, I haven't been home in a really long time, and I miss my mom, like, and I miss my parents and, like, home-cooked meals and all that. So they go home for a second. I actually went home, like, last week, real quick. I think I was home for, like, an hour and a half, but I'm only, like, an hour away. But I drove, and I just wanted to see, I just saw my parents. I was in my own house, like, went to my room, like, like, for a minute, just, like, looked at all my stuff, like, just got to be home. And sometimes you have to do that. Like, you just have to reconnect with your loved ones, or, again, hang out with your friends on the weekends, and do something that you wouldn't normally do. So during the week, yeah, I hang out with my friends, but we don't necessarily, like, go out and do stuff unless we have, like, a free moment, because everyone has class, again, class, work, sports team practice, internship, whatever it is, the schedules kind of clash. So for us to be able to go out and actually do something really fun, you know, there's kind of limited time for that. So the weekends are the perfect opportunity to take advantage of that. Another thing, get out and embrace nature. So that's a definite big thing for me. Some of the things I mentioned that I want to do, hike Mount Tam, you know, go paddleboarding, all that stuff. When you, like, all the studies have shown, but also, like, some of my professors, and I have experienced this, like, firsthand. If you go outside and, like, if you're active, like, you don't have to be, like, a bodybuilder and, like, I'm not saying you'd go to the gym, like, 24/7 on the weekends to, like, have a good time or make your weekend seem longer, but just get out and, like, enjoy the world around you. And I have felt that that has helped me overall as a person. Not only do I love nature, but I just kind of got, you know, as you grow up, I went from being the kid that was, like, I watched Animal Planet, like, every, like, that's what I wanted to watch. And, like, when it was, like, when I was able to choose what show I could watch, I was like, I want to watch Animal Planet, Mom. Like, change it to Animal Planet. You know, like, I always wanted to watch that. I just love nature and I love animals and all that stuff. But as you get older, I mean, people, unless you're, like, kind of, like, granola and nature-y, like, and you kind of just are that vibe, if you're just, like, you know, a day-to-day person, whatever, living your life, you kind of get caught up in, like, all the stuff that you're doing, which most of the time is indoors, or, like, you're just confined, or you're looking at a computer screen or your phone or whatever, and you're not really paying attention to the world around you. And again, like what my professor said in my class about, like, hey, look up and, like, look at the world around you, write a paper, look at every detail that you see. That's a really good thing. And something that I started doing last year I lived on campus in Edgehill Village, and I was super close to all these hiking trails that we have behind our school at Dominican. It's called the Fire Trail. And at the very top, you can see everything. You can see, like, I can see, like, the area where I live, like, you know, closer to, like, Vallejo and all that, like, that area. So you can see, like, across there. You can see towards Sacramento. I mean, towards San Francisco. You can see towards Oakland. Like, you can see Napa. Like, you can see everything, like, it's almost like you're on a satellite or like you're in a plane. Like, it's insane. The views are to die for. But anyway, last year I started, whenever I just felt like I needed to clear my head or I just needed to take a walk or get fresh air or just like needed some sort of clarity and like answer, I always somehow found my answer or what I was looking for mentally when I went out and hiked. And I would just walk like pretty slowly. Like I wasn't like sprinting, you know, I wasn't like trying to blow off steam. I just was relaxing and I was taking self-care, and I just took several deep breaths and just walked and like walked up the fire trail, put in my headphones, like listened to like classical music, and just was like thinking about everything in my life. And that was a really good thing. And I did that a lot on the weekends. And I would just go by myself. It was the point where like I would go like kind of later in the afternoon, so it wasn't like dark, but it wasn't like bright AF, like, or it wasn't like the sun wasn't beaming down on me. I just kind of went at a good time, like it was cool, but I could still see, so I wasn't like scared by a bird or anything in the bushes. I like could still see what everything was, because of course I was by myself. But being by myself, that helped, like, that helped me for the rest of the weekend. Like, I was just kind of like at peace. It was like a form of meditation. Meditation is something I definitely want to talk about later on in this show. Not this show, but just expect to hear my opinion on that. I think meditation is a really good thing. And when I first heard the term meditation, I just think of like an old guy or like people like just kind of weird, like mumbo jumbo. But I learned through my classes that meditation is so much more than that. And it's like a mental thing, and it's just really, really helpful. But anywho, that was a bit of a bunny hole. We're going to go into a quick break. Thank you so much for listening. This is College Survival with me, DJ Royal, and you're listening to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu, and we will be right back diving into some more topics. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned.
Oh, Hawaiian songs, written for the streetcars, still frequent this area, Kamuki to downtown Honolulu.
Did You Know is brought to you by Penguin Radio. DU, did you know the Alonzo King Lines Ballet BFA program was created in 2006? The curriculum focuses on ballet while providing liberal arts studies, specialized dance, history, and music courses, as well as extensive training in modern and other dance forms. This program is designed for career-oriented pre-professional dancers. DU, did you know is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio.
Number
Hey guys, it's me, DJ Royal. I'm back, and this is College Survival Guide. You're listening to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu, and I'm going to tell you how to survive the best 4 years of your life for the last segment here. So before the break, I was in the middle of talking about how to make your weekend last longer, and the final thing I'm going to say about that is, last but not least, on Sunday night, when you're feeling hopeless and like, oh no, I have the week ahead, people tend not to enjoy themselves on Sundays because they start to stress themselves out too early, and they're just like, oh no, like they start to think ahead about their week ahead and what they have to do. But don't stress on Sundays. Relax, you know, enjoy the day and enjoy the night. Like, and one thing that one of my professors was talking about last week, actually, as far as like enjoying the time that you take for yourself, and on weekends it's time that you're taking for yourself away from kind of your responsibilities, is don't go throughout the night checking your emails or doing anything like work or school related. Like, don't stress yourself out about that. And I never really heard someone say that before, because usually Sunday nights are when everyone's cramming for their homework, and it's when you start to, like, buckle down on your responsibilities, which I'm not saying that that's a bad thing either, but definitely, like, taking the time to say, hey, like, this is still my weekend. I need to enjoy this. There's that lovely cough coming out. But I need to enjoy this time and still take the time for myself. I'm not going to bombard myself and stress myself out over emails and my work and things that I need to do. Now, again, on the topic of taking care of yourself, so I want to jump back and loop back around to sleep. So last year we had someone come from like Sleep Train or something like that. It was like a sleep specialist. She came for the ILS for Dominican, and she was a speaker. And she was writing about sleep and, like, the importance of sleep. And she had all these theories and, like, all these tips and stuff. And I unfortunately missed it, but I know a lot of people went. And it was just, like, this really, like, crazy event that kind of transformed, like, some of my friends' opinions on, like, the idea of sleep and, like, how much it really impacts us and how much we take it for granted, kind of, and how we're just kind of, people disregard sleep, you know, like they do other basic things. But when you neglect basic things like that, it's gonna catch up with you, and you're gonna start to see it, and it's gonna bite you in your butt. And so tips to get enough sleep in college, and just in life. So one top thing, I need to take this advice, like I really need to start taking it, is avoid caffeine at night and limit it during the day. So I wake up, I want to have 3 cups of coffee or whatever throughout my day. I'm, like, low-key addicted, but, you know, it might be temporarily helping me, but it's not, I can't drink coffee to make up for the fact that I'm not getting enough sleep, and I'm not allowing my body to do what it needs to do while I sleep. So, and also avoid caffeine at night. So the other day I was in a meeting, and they were talking about an event they were planning, and I started laughing because someone brought up, like, oh, you know, what types of drinks are we going to have for this event? And someone was like, oh, you know, tea, lemonade, coffee. And the person, the scribe who was, you know, writing the list down that needed, of all the things that were needed at this event, was like, coffee at 6 at night? Like, and I just started busting up laughing because I was like, you know, that's so true. Like, no one needs to be drinking coffee at 6 p.m., 7 p.m., whatever. Sometimes, like, the other day I went to Target with my friend, my dear friend Captain Quality, who's on next, guys, 8 to 9. Stay tuned for my 2 cents with Captain Quality. But anywho, Captain Quality and I went to Target the other night, and I got coffee, and it was maybe 8:30, or maybe later. But, and I thought to myself, why am I doing this? Like, why am I drinking coffee? I just like the taste of it. Like, you know, I can have decaf, but I don't need coffee. I don't need to keep myself up until 3 p.m. or 3 a.m., like, for no reason. So definitely, tip one, avoid caffeine at night, and don't just drink 4 cups, 5 cups of coffee, like, a day. like during the day. Just limit it. Like maybe 2 cups max. Like, and if you need the taste like me or you're addicted, whatever. yeah, addictions are hard, man. But if you're addicted to coffee, have decaf or have like one of those little like candies that taste like coffee or whatever. Two. So another thing is, don't also, for those of you who are of age, don't drink before bed. I know that's definitely a thing. Like if you're drinking, you know, some alcohol right before, like a glass of wine, whatever, to unwind, they actually say that that's not wise to do before you go to bed. Because again, that kind of like stirs your system and like it just kind of disrupts like you right before you go to bed. Even though a lot of people, that's their way to unwind before they go to bed, it's actually proven that it's not the best thing. 3, create a schedule. And so many people have brought this up to me recently, like, hey, you should create like a sleep schedule. Like you should decide when you're going to go to bed each night, relatively, you know, within reason. Like if you do have a paper or whatever, something you need to do last minute, that's understandable. But if you do have something you need to do, keep a schedule for the most part. Like for the most part, your body, and someone told me too, your body knows when to fall asleep and when to wake itself up. And one of my professors last week was talking about how if you do have a day, and for any of you listeners out there, if you have a moment or a time, like a free day where you don't need to set an alarm in the morning, she was like, don't set an alarm. Like, see when your body decides to wake itself up, because it's going to wake itself up when it feels like it's had enough sleep. And I thought that that was a really powerful thing. So, you know, obviously I can't do that during the week because I have to get myself up for class. So sorry about this cough, guys. It's just horrendous. It's kind of funny, though. I'm just, like, dying over here casually. But, yeah, so create a schedule and stick to it within reason relatively while you're in college. I know it's hard. I'm living through it. I know it's hard, college kids, you know, to get a sleeping schedule down and have it consistent. It's really, really hard. But try as best as you can to stick to a relatively similar schedule every night. Also, so 4, try not to sleep in on the weekends, or days like when you have a class, when you have a late class. So we all want to sleep in, which is fine, but don't be that person that sleeps into like 4 p.m. Like sleep in within reason. Again, like everything is like best when you limit it and like, you know, when you have the right proportion of it. So don't just like sleep, like, and don't knock out for long extended periods of time, because that's going to throw off your cycle as well. So try to wake up at the same time as well as fall asleep at the same time, because again, it's going to be the right amount of sleep for your body to stay healthy. And also, back to like making your mind at rest and like all that right before bed, put your books and your homework and all that stuff, like even your phone, because that disrupts like your brain activity as well, at least 30 minutes to an hour before you actually fall asleep and go to bed. And I know that's hard. That's easier said than done. You know, that's a piece of advice that I might be impossible for DJ Royal to follow, because I like to watch Netflix before I go to bed or do this and that. Like, it's hard to just, like, be, like, not do anything. But try not to do too much that's, like, you know, like, getting your brain back going again, because you're not going to be able to, like, just naturally, peacefully fall asleep. And also, this is another big thing, 6. So don't study or work on your computer in bed or like on your homework. And my professor actually brought this up as well last week. You know, because you associate your bed with like sleep and rest and like feeling rejuvenated and all that good stuff. But if you like do work on your homework or write an essay, or just you're on your computer doing things that are associated with like being active and like getting your brain going, then you're not going to associate your bed with like sleep and relaxation and peacefulness and all that stuff. So I know it's, again, that's an easier said than done thing, because, you know, a lot of times in the dorms, your bed is like your area where you can sit and relax and like also like you sleep, but then you also can do your homework and you do your essay late at night. So again, easier said than done, but try to limit it. If you can go to the library, that break up, like take, make your room And that space, a different space from when you're like cranking out homework, studying for midterms, all that stuff. Take advantage of the library. Perfect opportunity to, you know, use the library, find a different spot to make your study area and like to keep your brain active. And also, so exercise during the day as well. You know, exercising late at night, they've shown that that can be good for you, but also can be bad for you. It kind of just depends on your body. But you don't have to consistently always do it right before bed. And don't just watch TV before bed. Do something more productive or more like, just don't just like the lights and all that stuff like right before bed and like all that movement in your brain is not very good. And obviously, last thing, you know, turn out the lights. Don't sleep with the bright light on. I personally hate that. There's like a time where like, I like can't function with the light on. Like I'm like, okay, like we need to start like winding down. Like I'm not gonna go to bed yet, but like let's just like set the tone. Like it's late at night. I don't need the bright light on, like an industrial light. We can just, you know, slowly dim the lights. Like I'm dimming my eyelids right now, like all that. But yeah, that's sleep is a very important thing. Those are tips for, you know, your everyday health as far as sleeping. Sleep is a very important thing in college. And definitely, if you can make your sleeping cycle better, definitely do that. Use those tips. And last thing I want to talk about was, actually just came across, this quote or this article on Facebook that I thought was super funny and fun. I just liked it. And it was, it's called 13 Things College Kids Do That They Know They Shouldn't. And sometimes these things are both necessary and inevitable. So one, spending their money when they don't actually have any. We've all been like notorious for doing this. Like, I'll spend money sometimes when I'm like, I don't have that money, but I'm just going to do it, like, whatever. Taking too many naps. I was just talking about sleep, but you can take too many naps. If you're just taking a nap to take a nap because you're lazy and don't want to do anything, that's not good either. Staying up late, binge watching a Netflix show when you have an early class. I've done this. Me and my friends, I've definitely done this. We're just like, just one more episode, and then next thing you know, it's 4 a.m., and you're deep in the show and you can't stop. Skip a class to do something completely unnecessary. Again, a couple shows ago, I talked about how me and my friend ditched class to go to a concert. That was a one-time thing. But don't skip a class to just like do something random that's like completely unnecessary. Like, I just don't want to go and I'm going to do this instead. Like, don't do that. Putting off all your homework for the night before. Just so you can do nothing. We've all done this. We've all been guilty of this a couple times where you tell yourself, like, I want to do this instead, but then you end up just doing nothing and you're, like, sitting around eating food, like, doing absolutely nothing, and you're still not getting your work done. That's never good. Going out on a Thursday night, even when you have class or a test or whatever the next day. So at my school, usually Thursdays are, like, Fridays, so usually the weekend starts on Thursdays, but sometimes people have class or work or whatever, so it's kind of an unpredictable day. Like, sometimes you can get away with going out, having a good time, but other times it's like, you know, I really shouldn't be doing that. Again, making impulsive decisions. So college kids love to make impulsive decisions and just not really think, like, whoops, just splurged on online shopping, or just, you know, made this quick decision hastily without really thinking about it. Writing an important paper in one night. We've all done this. We're all victim to procrastination. And, you know, we tell ourselves, like, wow, this is really good work. I'm writing it at 2 a.m. and somehow I'm producing this masterpiece of an essay. Sometimes it can be done, but sometimes you turn in an F paper, so it just depends. going on late night food runs. Oh, gosh. I've talked about this before, but, like, really late food runs. So we all, that's like kind of a fun, but like it's like a guilty pleasure you'll do in college, going out on a late night food run. Back on the coffee, having more than 3 cups of coffee because you just can't get enough. doing really dumb and irresponsible things with your friends. Here and there, it's okay as long as you're staying safe, not doing anything illegal. It's all in fun. And watching an entire Netflix show in 1 week, or in sometimes like a couple days. We're all, again, guilty of doing that, which can be good and bad. You can learn a lot in a Netflix show and just, like, be totally mind blown. But then sometimes you finish it too fast and you're just like, I don't know what to do with myself now. Like, what show am I going to devote my time and effort and love to next? All right, so that's that for, you know, as far as that quick little article I found for you guys that I thought was just fun, funny. Now, I'm going to leave you guys with this quote. I'm sure all of you guys have heard it before, but I was reminded of it last week in one of my classes, a great professor of mine. And this quote is by Marianne Williamson. And Nelson Mandela actually used it once in a speech that he made. And I just love this quote. Like, it's just so, like, awestrucking. And it really, it kind of, it's like, you have to take a moment of silence for it almost, because it's just so powerful. The words are just so powerful. Now, and it's especially relevant right now, I think, with everything that's going on in everyone's lives, and college is the thick of the semester. We're just getting into it, or we're just getting into that point where things are kind of falling apart. We're up to our ears in homework and responsibilities. And again, I just want to leave you guys parting with this quote. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is in our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Now, that, I'll just leave you guys with that. I love that quote. It's so beautiful. It's perfect, I think, for young people growing up. We all tend to doubt ourselves and doubt our abilities, and we want to shrink ourselves. And I think what college kids are most afraid of is the aspect of growing up. And we're not afraid of what we can't do. We're afraid that when we go out into the world, like, who are we going to be? How are we going to showcase our talents? And maybe we are afraid of being too big and being too much for the world. And we're afraid of our own abilities. We're afraid of what we can do. We're afraid of our skills, our talents, our love, our everything. And I just think that's a really important thing to leave with you guys. Again, thank you so much for tuning in on this lovely Wednesday evening. You were just listening to College Survival with me, DJ Royal, a sick DJ Royal at that. But this is Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned. In the next couple of minutes, Captain Quality is going to be on for my two cents. So stay tuned, 8 to 9. It's going to be a great show. Again, thank you so much for listening to College Survival Guide. Penguin Radio. Peace.
In the wells of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed its warning.